Welcome to Leicester Fun TV. My name's Phil. Good evening. We've just had the FA Cup draw. I'm interested to get your views on the two draws. I think that's the first time they've ever drawn two matches like that. It's obviously something that's been done before in the Champions League and things like that. Get your views in. Keith is the first one in here. Keith, good evening to you. Neil as well. What do you think to tonight's draw? Are you pleased with that? I think if we want to go and win the FA Cup, that's the sort of draw you want. Brentford away. They're doing decent. It's not going to be easy. But if we want to win the FA Cup, Brentford away is the sort of game we need to go and do. Jack is watching. What do you reckon, Jack, to that draw tonight? Pretty decent. Two very good ties, says Chris. Marcus is watching. Marcus Smith, how are you? Get your views in. Let me know what you think. Brentford away in the FA Cup fourth round draw. And then obviously, if we beat them, the fifth round draw has thrown us up a home game against either, who was it, Brighton or Blackpool. I think that's pretty decent again if we beat Brentford. Get your views in. Pete Hyde, thanks Pete for watching, says great draws. Lee Challiner, Michael Waddington is watching. Please get your views in, get your comments in. What do you think to the FA Cup draw? What do you also think about our trip to Southampton and the transfer window? There's loads for us to have a little chat about tonight. So I want to get your views, your comments in. Please let me know. Keith Goodall says the quarterfinals are there for the taking. Can't count your chickens, can you, Keith? But if you're going to be honest, we should be able to go to Brentford and win. And then obviously a home tie against Brighton or Blackpool. Again, got a fancy us there. In there. Karen Strong's watching. Sheila Brown. Get your views in. Get your comments in. Thanks for watching. Brian Marshall says, yes, very happy with that. I agree with you, Brian. Rudy, how are you? Rudy Ahern, hope you're well. Patrick Hook says, draws being kind, can see Brentford being on TV. Yeah, I mean, they're an exciting team, aren't they, Brentford? Obviously, we know Ollie Watkins went from there. And, you know, they've been producing some good players. I can't remember. And Brentford have moved into a new ground as well, didn't they? Did they do that in the summer or was it a bit longer ago than that? So they're going places. They want to get in the Premier League. Ross Howard says, speedy recovery for Sol Bamba. Ross, tell me what's happened. I must have missed that. Hopefully he's all right. Andy Medhurst is watching. Thanks, Andy. What do you think to tonight's draws? Let me know what you think to it and what do you think about Saturday's game away, well, against Southampton. Chris Butterley saying, when is the fourth round? It's a great question, Chris. I think it's in about 3 weeks. Sean Cherry says, Brentford is tricky, but both ties are winnable. I think, Sean, that's absolutely spot on. Michael Waddington says, two very good draws for us. I think everybody here is saying that they really think the draws, I think that draw has been kind to us. We've not pulled out any big, big clubs. Yes, we've got Brentford who are doing very well. Brentford will, well, I'd say they fancy it. They'll know they'll be playing a tough team. Jack says, very good draws in the fourth round. He's really happy with that. John Gilbert is watching. Stephen Warden is watching. Harry Chetwell is watching. Thank you. Keep getting your views in there. Steve Askin says, Blackpool FA Cup winners 2020. 2020? I don't know what you're on about there, mate. Joanna saying, really wanted Forest. Joanna, I did as well. I saw that one come out. Forest of Swansea, isn't it? I thought, oh, it'd be nice to get a game against those. Harry's saying, Sol Bamba. Is that Sol Bamba has been diagnosed with cancer? Harry, if somebody can confirm that is real shocker. Literally, I did not know that. So, yes, Ross, tell me what's happened for Sol Bamba. Sounds bad news, sad news. Luke Charlton says, Brentford game, defo be a TV pick. Played them last season too. We did. We won there. Was it 1-0, 2-1? Dennis Pratt putting through a wonder ball. Tell me, remind me, what happened when we played Brentford last year? Remind me. William Robinson says, in a fortnight, it's the fourth round. Ross is giving me, I think this is about Sol Bamba, has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's and lymphoma, just been announced 15, 20 minutes ago. Wow. I can't confirm that because I haven't seen it or read it, but I'm going on what Ross, I totally trust what Ross is putting in there. And I think Jack was putting in there and Harry was saying about Sol Bamba. That is, well, I know every Leicester City fan, I mean, FA Cup weekend, we were talking about Sol Bamba being an instant success at Leicester that day I think it was a 2-2 draw against Man City in the FA Cup. He scored certainly within the first 10 minutes. Did he get two that game? instant hero Sol Bamba was. So that is some sad news, but we wish him well. Hopefully he's going to battle that. He's a bit of a fighter, isn't he? So all the best there to Sol Bamba. Robert Cardoza says, just for your information, the Tuscan Fox got married this weekend to his bird from Oxford. Well done to the Tuscan Fox. I hope you're converting him into a Leicester fan now. Joanna says, I put it on the TV fan chat about Sol Bamba, Phil, diagnosed with... Yeah, thanks, Joanna. Thanks for letting me know on that. Luke's reminding us of that Brentford game last season. Pratt won the ball to JJ and then some lad called Nacho scored. Yeah, it was a wonder ball, wasn't it, from Dennis Pratt? I seem to remember that's what it was. Jonathan Pinches says, we are playing better away from home. I think you're there, and a good draw for us. This is Brentford away. Jamie from the Fox's Arms is Stato, says, Sol Bamba scored after 34 seconds. Was it as quick as that? I remember the game because it was one of those games where, for whatever reason, I wasn't sitting in my normal seats. I was sitting in some posh seats in the East Stand just about the halfway line. Never can normally afford those seats. Trust me, I'm normally back in the family stand. But I remember it and I was thinking, oh, this is a nice view. And we were just settling down and you don't know anybody around you when you're in different seats. And yeah, Sol Bamba did score. He scored very early. Thanks for that, Jamie. Keith Goodall says... FA Cup stats, played Brentford 4 times, won them all 1-0 last year. Thank you, Keith. Another stato. Keep getting these stats in. It just means I don't have to do any preparation work. Honestly, I just turn up here and talk a load of nonsense to you. Brett is watching. Brett Ahern, how have you been? Not seen you in a long time. Get your views in. Get your comments in, Brett. Simon Cartwright as well, watching. Simon, Brentford away. Do you fancy that? I certainly think we can win that. And then we've got Brighton or Blackpool back at the King Power Stadium. Trev Gray, Paul Troynton, have I said that right? Paul Donachie and Alison Bridgewood. You're all watching. Get your views in, get your comments in. If you want to, like and share this video. We're talking Leicester City. We've been talking about the FA Cup. We've got Southampton. Now listen, they've been doing all right. We can't count the chickens for Southampton on Saturday. Yes, we beat them 9-0 last year, but yes, they came back. They beat us at our place, didn't they, last year? So it's going to be an interesting one. Southampton, I think I'm right in saying, if they were to beat us, which of course they're not going to, but if they were to beat us, I think I'm right in saying they could actually go above us. There's actually quite a few teams with a game in hand below us who, if you look at the stats, could go above us. Hopefully they won't. Luke Charlton says, Nacho goal against Brentford feels like the last time he scored for us. He scored since there. Ross is saying it was 45 seconds, the Sol Bamba. I was there. I got a video of the goal. I'll post it on later. Yes, thanks, Ross. Do that. He's talking about the Sol Bamba there. But Ross, you are saying that Jamie King Stato is wrong. So I don't know which one of you is right. Carlos says, good evening. We'll beat the Saints 10-0 on Saturday. I'm not sure we will, Carlos. Hey, I'll take it if we will. Harry Shelford is watching. Hi, Harry. And thanks to Richard Hobbs and Ben Clawson-Chan. If you're watching, if you can give us a like, give us a share, really appreciate that. If anybody wants to come in on camera, I think I can share it from this. We're doing it old school. We're trying a bit of old school just on Facebook. So please keep getting your comments in. What do you think to the draw against Brentford away? I think we're all happy with that. I can't see anybody not being happy with that. William Robinson says it would be a thrashing for Saints to go above us. Yes, there would a goal difference. You're right. You are right, William. But they would be level on points with us if they beat us. So Jamie says, what's 10 seconds between friends? Yeah, indeed. 2011, Ross says that game was for Sol Bamba. Obviously, some sad news Ross has told us, and Joanna. And Harry were talking that Sol Bamba's been diagnosed with, and I can't remember the exact name, but it was some sort of lymphatic cancer, and it's been confirmed. So all the best to him. That's why we're mentioning Sol Bamba. Norman Moon, you are watching. Norman, what do you think about Leicester being drawn away at Brentford? And what do you think about the game against Southampton? 8 o'clock on Saturday. Do you know what? I'm quite looking forward to it. There's all sorts of strange football times, but there's nothing to do this Saturday. So 8 o'clock, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to get a few beers in. I'm going to settle down. I'm going to enjoy it. Saturday night, watching the football. Looking forward to that against Southampton. So don't forget, we'll be doing watch along on Saturday night, but just looking forward to that. getting them in there. We could talk a little bit about the transfer window. Not been too much activity for Leicester yet. There's not been too much activity for anybody. Could this be one of the quietest transfer windows for all the clubs, just with coronavirus, so many matches? You could almost forgive teams for going, you know, God, how do you even transfer a player in these strange situations? So it will be a really interesting one. Benkovic has gone out on loan to our sister club, OH Luverne, as has Andy King. Sort of makes sense, gets them off our books and puts them on their books, gives them some game time. But players, Demarai Gray, Slimani, you know, Matty James has come back from Rotherham, was it? He's come back, gone to Coventry. Let us know what your views are on the transfer. William Robinson says, Slimani is on the move tomorrow, apparently. Where's he on the move from? Is couch playing Xbox to somewhere else? Oh, Harshville. How dare you? No, don't slate Slimani off. You'll all be happy now. Rudy says, happy birthday to Jamie Vardy. Shares it with his daughter. He does. Happy birthday to Jamie Vardy, indeed. And he shares his birthday with another Leicester City striking legend, Emil Heskey, who famously came back and helped save the club, didn't he, when we were in a bit of a pickle. Patrick Hook says, the fourth round FA Cup games are to be played the 22nd, 23rd. Thank you for that, Patrick. Neil says, looks like Slimani is off to Lyon. Breaking news from Neon. I assume that will be on loan. Thank you for that, Neil. People forgetting the Scummers beat us 2-1 last time out. Keith, which set of Scummers are you talking about? Can you clarify that, please? Are you talking about Forest there? Joe Martin says, hello to Maggie Sharp. Well, hello to Maggie Sharp. Jason Clare is watching. Phil Sykes is watching. Ken Roke and Paul Hill is watching. Thanks, chaps. Thanks for watching. Gray Richardson. What time do you call this? Bit late. What do you think to the FA Cup draw, Gray? Great to get your views as ever. Janet Evans is watching. Gray's come back already. Says, definitely winnable games. Thank you for that, Gray. Keith. Oh, Southampton. The Scummers, sorry. I forget, yeah. Are you from Portsmouth or something, Keith? Mick Padgett, how are you, mate? Hope you're well. Thanks for watching and giving us your support. Tom Wilmot says, they're called Scummers from one of the Southampton Foxes. I've got you. Carol Bloomfield and Simon Batterby, thank you for watching. Phil Sykes saying, sorry, what's the fifth round draw? Missed it. Phil, it's Brentford away in the fourth round, and then it is either at home at the King Power Stadium, Brighton or Blackpool, depends who wins that. I mean, obviously, we have to beat Brentford first and then Blackpool or Brighton. I can't remember who's at home. I think Brighton at home against Blackpool. Or is it Blackpool against Brighton? I can't remember. I can't remember which way round it is. If somebody can remember, do put it in there. Patrick Hook, I think it is Brighton at home to Blackpool, which would give Brighton the advantage, you would think, in that one. Andy says, I heard Stoke got fined £2,000 for breaking COVID restrictions by pointlessly travelling to the Britannia Stadium. I was reading that out like a serious comment, wasn't I? And then I realised I'm being done with a joke. Good one there, though. Pete Hyde says, hello to Carol Tunbridge, please. There you go, Pete. I've done it. Just said it for you. Will Robinson. Thank you, Will. You've been like my main man tonight. Thank you for all these facts and stats. He says, Brighton at home to Blackpool. Appreciate that. So Brighton at home to Blackpool. You've got to fancy Brighton to beat Blackpool. And therefore, thanks, Paul Hills, confirmed it. You'd like to, well, not like to think. I'd like to think there was an away win for Blackpool. But, yeah. Do you know what? I've just lost track because I probably shouldn't say this out here. But somebody has passed Jamie, Ollie, like Ian Holloway, Blackpool. This is where my brain's going. Mobile number, and I've got to give him a little text, a little ring. But obviously, we're not meant to have been given his number, but he's lost his job. Where was he before Christmas? Ian Holloway. Grimsby, I think. So I need to text him and just say, will he come on Leicester Fan TV? I bet he's got some stories about his time at Leicester City. If you would like me to get Ian Holloway in there, Uncle Ian, as I call him, obviously we share the same surname. He's not really my uncle, but I used to blag it. When he was manager at Leicester, I used to say, oh yeah, it's Uncle Ian in the dugout. Simon Batterby says, hi from snowy Chicago. Hi back from wet and rainy Leicestershire, Simon. It's not very pretty here tonight. It's pretty wet. Carlos says, can you imagine the trip of away fans got to travel with Brighton and Blackpool? Yeah, it's a bit of a distance, that one, isn't it? Gray says, Ian Holloway was at Grimsby. Yes, he was. Sam Thomas, thanks, Sam, for watching. Hope you're well. Get your views in. Will Robinson, again, is saying about Grimsby. Thank you for that. They haven't done... Keith is trying to tell me they've just done the sixth round draw. They have not just done the sixth round draw. Have they? No, they haven't. I know they haven't. Ross, thank you, saying, yes, he was at Grimsby, the only team not to play in the hometown. Where do they... Do they play in Cleethorpes, don't they? Is that right, Ross? Go on. You're our Yorkshire reporter. Grimsby is in Yorkshire, isn't it? Or is it in Humberside? I don't know. Somebody will put me right on that. Neil Birchenough says, yes, Ian Holloway would be great. I bet he's got some stories. I'll text him. I'm not going to ring the number. It's a mobile number. He'll be like, what the heck? And do that. Ask him about the yellow car at the training ground, says Jack Marston. I will do. I don't know what you're on about there, Jack. You'll have to give us a little bit more than that. Joe Martin is watching and says, it's 11:40 a.m. here in sunny LA. Great FA Cup draw. Strong chance of getting through. Sunny Los Angeles. Do you want me to take you outside to wet, miserable, cold, lockdown Leicestershire where there's nothing to do, nowhere to go, apart from stay safe. Hope you're all staying safe, obviously. That's the main thing, isn't it? Ross says they don't play in Grimsby. Ross, I'm guessing that. Where do they play? Is it Cleethorpes? That's my guess. Joanna says it is Cleethorpes. Thank you, Joanna. I was right. I could just get you to ask me a question of where a football ground is and or what the name of it is. Not that I'm very good on these things. But yeah, Jack says their ground is surrounded by houses. Do you know why? I know they play in Cleethorpes. Boring story. But last summer, instead of going on holiday to Spain, somewhere fancy, like the Fox's Arms in Alcudia, my holidays got cancelled and I ended up going to Cleethorpes for 4 nights. In a static caravan. There's nothing wrong with Cleethorpes. And I happen to see Grimsby's ground. Oh, who needs the Mediterranean when you've got Cleethorpes? Honestly. Paul Hill, thank you, says Grimsby is in North Lincolnshire and they play in Cleethorpes. Thank you for that. When's the next shirt draw, says Gray. Yeah, we'll get one going soon if you'd like one, Gray. I've completely lost the topic. We've gone well off the radar of what we're meant to be talking about. Damari Gray. There you go, Damari Gray. Should we have a chat about Damari Gray? Listen, he clearly must be on the move, if you ask me, because he didn't even feature. He's not featured in barely any squads this season. Did not even make the FA Cup side. I thought they might have done that to put him in the shop window, but I would assume they're not doing that to just make sure he's not cup tied. But he has got to be on his way, hasn't he? What would you take for Damari Gray? How much money? Put that in the comments. How much money would you take for Damari Gray? Listen, I'm not trying to kick him out of the club, but clearly something is not going right in there. We spoke to Michael Burkside, who's from Seattle in the States, live after the show. And he is probably the biggest Damari Gray fan I know. Every shirt he's got, and he's got loads of Leicester shirts, they've all got Damari Gray and 7 on the back. Even he says it's clear he's got to go. There's something wrong. So let us know where... Well, how much would you take for Damari Gray? Or do you want to keep him? Do you want to keep him? William Robinson, gossip from the club. William says, Gray and Rogers apparently aren't on speaking terms anymore. I think we could pretty much believe you on that, William. There is something definitely not right there. Stephen Hewitt is watching. Please get your views in. Auntie Karen Kennel. How are you, Auntie Karen? Not seen you in a while. Hope you're well. She says, has he not gone yet? No, he's not gone. I've not even heard any rumours of Damari Gray. I don't know where he could end up going. I would have thought there was talk, wasn't there, about a year ago that he might go to somewhere like Bournemouth for 25 million. I think I've not heard anything. I think he'd want to end up a Premier League club. Somebody like Brighton might be suit him. Somebody like that. Maybe even West Brom. He's from Birmingham, obviously. Could he go back to the West Midlands, go to West Brom? Ricky says he'd take 25 million. I don't think you get 25 million for Damari Gray. Graham says 10 million. I think that's more likely. I think it'd be good value at 10 million for the right club. I do think that, but I don't think we'll get 25 million for it. Keith's saying, apparently, or interestingly, there's 672 permanent caravans in Cleethorpes. Yes, I'm a Stato fan. Stato. Oh God. It's another joke, isn't it, Keith? I think you've got me again there. Jack saying, I've heard Dory Gray's on sale in Poundland. Ricky says, maybe send him out on loan. I don't know if a loan will do him any good, to be fair. I think he's been here 3.5, 4 years now. Came in the January for 3.5 million. I think you either make it in that time. Was it? He was here for the 2000 and when we won the Premier League. He got a Premier League winning medal. So that would be 2016. So he's been here 4 years. 3.5 million. I think if you're not in the team, and don't forget this guy has played. He's played something like 30 or 40 times for the under 21s for England. And did he make his England debut? I can't remember if he actually got a cap. But for me, he's not made it. Chris Ward says Gray needs to move on to benefit him and the club and free some cash up. Yeah, I sort of think for him as well, for Demarai Gray, I do like Demarai Gray. I think on his day, he can have a big impact, can't he? I do think Demarai Gray can have a big impact. Ian Turlington says we'll be lucky to get 5 million with his contract running out. Yeah, his contract runs out in the summer. Perhaps that's what he's waiting to do. Perhaps that's what some of the argument's been about, because Demarai Gray is just like, look, I'll cash, because rumours are he does like the money. So maybe he wants to cash out in the summer when he's on a free. Jamie's from the Foxes says sell him on eBay. Hey, I got a whole load of grief last week when I put a Slimani post on just saying, come help us like and share to get rid of it. Everyone's like, oh, how dare you do that, Phil? And now, Jamie, you're saying put him on eBay. That was Jamie, Foxes Arms, Foxes After My Show every Sunday, 10 a.m, saying put Demarai Gray on eBay. Yeah, I've just slung you under the bus there, Jamie. Chris says, at least now Rose ZZ will be safe next season when he's gone. That is harsh, Chris. That is harsh. Terry Payne, thanks, Terry, for watching. Hope you're well. Gray says maybe Nacho can go as well. I think Gray, Iheanacho, is not good enough for us now. I don't want to be a big-time, big-club Charlie, but I think if you really want to compete in the top four in the Premier League, if you really want to have a go in the Europa League, still saying Champions League, because we still should have made it. We'll never let that go. Europa League and the FA Cup. If we want to do it in those cups, we need a better backing up striker. Jamie Vardy, happy birthday. 34 today? How many more years has Jamie Vardy got? Perhaps we should be talking about Jamie Vardy for a little bit tonight. How many more years has he got at this top, top level? What a servant he's been. He's been Mr. Loyal. Obviously turned down moves to Arsenal. We know that. And I'm sure other clubs have been in for him. So thank you to Jamie Vardy. Is he? We put a Twitter poll out earlier. Is Jamie Vardy now the greatest ever Leicester City player? In my books, he is. And I'm not just talking about people I've seen. I know other people older than me will say Arthur Rowley, Arthur Chandler, Lenny Glover, some of these. And I didn't see any of those play. In my lifetime, without a shadow of a doubt, Jamie Vardy is the greatest ever Leicester City player. Hitesh says he's 35 today. William Robinson says he's 34. I think he's 34 today. So he's not got many years left at this top, top level in the Premier League, has he, Jamie Vardy? And I don't, you know, are you still on fire this season? Will we get another season out of him next year? There'll be a season where we hope we do and he doesn't, but hopefully not yet. We should have gone for Callum Wilson or Ollie Watkins, and says great. Both good signings. I would have agreed with you at the time. Great that we should have gone for them. Jim Van Kritsky says, arise, Sir Vardy. Indeed. Andrew Turlington saying, Vardy is the man, full stop. He certainly is, isn't he? I mean, I think he's the best player Leicester City have ever had. I love it because he's been loyal. He's turned down the big move clubs. Most other players you'd consider in that list of who's been the greatest ever. We talked about like Gary Lineker being obviously a world-class striker and obviously going on and playing for Everton, Spurs, Barcelona and all being England's, up until recently, top ever goal scorer. But for me, Gary Lineker, much as we love him at Leicester, he did leave when he was on his way up to the top. So we never saw the best of him, and he did leave us, which I don't blame him.
But Jamie Vardy has ridden that wave with us and took us with him to the top. I think that deserves more. Jack, yes, I did see your Jamie Vardy birthday photo. Very good. Perez to take his place, says Graham, talking about Vardy's replacement. Neil Birchenough is saying, in modern football, you must have pace to burn, and Nacho doesn't possess that. I agree. They said in the commentary when Nacho came on in the FA Cup against Stoke, they went, oh, the Nacho's pace. And I was like, he hasn't got pace. When we first bought him, I thought he did have pace, but he doesn't. He isn't that fast. David Gavin says it's just so difficult for a new centre-forward to fill the void when Jamie Vardy retires. I agree. Would love to see some young kid come in from the reserves or take him into our reserves and you know, and try and develop him. There's got to be some. There's got to be some out there. Andy Medhurst saying, 2 more years, I think we'll need a young, hungry striker and bring him on. I'd say get that striker in now. Get somebody young in now to learn off Vardy. Andrew Turlington says, we need to find a young kid who Vardy can take under. That's what I was just saying, Andrew. I agree. 100% agree with you, Andrew. Steve Shepherd saying, who was the last player we gave a testimonial to? Now, somebody will know the answer to this. If Jamie from the Fox's Arms is watching, he'll know. Let me know, who was the last ever testimonial you went to at Leicester City? I know I went to Walsh's one. I'm trying to remember if there was one since Walsh's one. I vaguely remember going, I think I went to a Gordon Banks one as well. But that was well after he had left Leicester. There used to be quite a regular thing to do it. And of course, you know, many of you will say Andy King should have a testimonial. Conrad Logan, we were talking with in the summer about it, should have one. Jamie from the Fox is saying Steve Walsh. I think it was Steve Walsh was the last ever testimonial at Leicester City, but I'm not sure. Paul Hill says, could Harvey Barnes take over from Jamie Vardy? He could, maybe. Do you know the trouble is, I'm not sure how good a natural finisher Harvey Barnes is. He gets in the right places, which is good. He's just got to practice that finishing. But you can practice being a finisher, but there is something about people like Jamie Vardy, who he's just a natural predator. Patrick Hook saying, was it Dennis Wise, the last testimonial? No, it wasn't. It wasn't. And Jamie's saying that was in, Steve Walsh's was in 1997. Rudy is saying, Walsh, is it Vardy, will always be in the fabric and part of the furniture at Leicester. True Fox's legend. I think you're right. I think Jamie Vardy, I think we'll still be seeing Jamie Vardy and talking with Jamie Vardy and him being part of the club in, like the Birch, maybe in 20, 30 years' time, like Steve Walsh, Muzzy, is it? Wherever, I think, as long as he stays local, he will be part of Leicester City in there. Jono, yeah, we're not on YouTube. Just go on Facebook tonight. Gone old school. Graham Moore says, didn't we just get rid of a striker from to a young team? William Robinson says, Barnes is starting to get that natural touch, goal scoring knock. Yeah, it's coming. That's what I say. I think it could be Barnes. Barnes could be the long-term replacement for Jamie Vardy. He's certainly got pace. He's certainly got... I'd probably say Harvey Barnes has got more skill than Jamie Vardy already at Harvey Barnes' age. Would you agree to me on that or not? Mick Bell's watching, Mick. How are you? Hope you're well. I'll see you down the White Horse in about 10 minutes for a pint. We dream, but not. That is a joke, by the way. Anybody thinks I'm literally going down the pub in 10 minutes, you've got to be kidding me. I'd love to be doing that. That's where I see Mick, down that pub. Jono saying, has Slim left today? Do you know the latest? We're hearing, just from what people are saying, that he might be off to Lyon and it might be tomorrow. See ya. Bless. I wanted him to work. I quite like Slim. I'd have kept him for a plan B, but we're not going to play him as a plan B. Might as well be off. Jack saying, what do you think of the Leicester v Southampton photo? Yes, Jack, you keep going with all these graphics. It's good. Rudy says, Vardy lives near me now and having loads of work done on his house. Doubt he'll be going anywhere for a while. Rudy, honestly, that's probably the best tip about... Jamie Vardy's not going to leave Leicester City now. Joanna's saying, I was behind the goal every time Gazza got the ball. We shouted, shoot. This is at Steve Walsh's testimonials. Chris Ward saying, give Barnes time, he's class. I agree, Chris. I think he's there. I just, not quite the natural finisher that Jamie Vardy is, but I think Harvey Barnes has got more skill than Jamie Vardy. Different types of players. Good Mick, yeah, I know all about your stuff. Best wishes. Andrew Turlington says, Barnes isn't an out-and-out striker for me. Jono says, I saw something that he'd failed the medical. Good grief. Don't tell us Slimani's failed the medical. He probably couldn't run fast enough to get there, Jono, for the medical. I know, you're going to hate me for that one, aren't you, people? Who are we playing in round four? Mr. Draw, Graham Moore. Brentford, away. If we beat them, and it is an if, because they're playing well in the Championship, but we should beat them, let's hope. Then we play at home at the King Power Stadium in the next round against Brighton or Blackpool, and it's Brighton v Blackpool in their round. So that will be an interesting one. Listen, there's chances we can get through. That's round four, round five. That'll take us to the sixth round. Good maths, Phil. Thank you for that. Brian Leslie, Alan Steele, Wayne and Shelley White. You're all watching. Thank you for watching. Please like and share this video. Get your views in. Get your comments in if you feel free. Emma Tanning and Walsh and Lee Rachel Troon Morris are all watching. Ian Moss is watching. Graham Moore, thank you for watching. Thank you, thank you. We're live here every Monday at 7:30. We're also live every match day. This match on Saturday is 8 p.m. We'll be live from 7:30 all the way through the match. Lox is live on Friday nights from 7:30 doing his usual stuff of nonsense. Jamie is doing another Aftermath show on Sunday at 10 a.m. Just before we finish, Brian Martin, thank you, Brian, says, interestingly, Leicester are 14-1 to win the cup. They're low odds. I'd prefer 5,000-1 if you can get that, Brian. Chris Gutteridge saying, people need to stop thinking with their FIFA heads on and think realistic. Leicester don't make marquee signings. It's not in our DNA. We go for youth or scout well. Chris, I think you're right, but you know what? I think it's about time we showed them we mean business. I'd like to see us do a marquee signing. Diego Costa? Yes, please. I'd take him. I'd take Diego Costa. He could sit on the bench. He could play with Vardy. He would show the rest of the Premier League we want to finish in the top four. Heck, why not? We want to win a Premier League title again. We're in it. We are in it. Graham Moore, thank you for watching. Patrick Hook, Man United v Liverpool, fourth round. What a draw. Yeah, that's good. Gets rid of one of them. Andy Meadow says, I feel like a curry and some beers on Saturday. I agree. Andy, I'll be joining you. Get the beers in. What should we get? What beers? I'll see you Saturday night. I'll be having a beer with the match. It might get a bit messy, actually. Drinking beers, trying to do live watch-alongs. Luckily, Lox and Tom will be Mr. and Mr. Professional. Jono says, is Costa a bit over the hill? He's 32, I believe. Diego Costa is 32 years old. He's played for some of the biggest clubs around Europe. Scored big games. Bustles, hustles, gets stuck in. Exactly the sort of player you want on your side, if you ask me, Diego Costa. He knows how to score. Is he a bit different to Jamie Vardy? Yes. Imagine him and Vardy together. That's all that makes me think of. Them two up front. Jamie Vardy, Diego Costa. Bosh, have it. I'd love that. Absolutely. I sound like blooming Kevin Keegan. I'd love it. Wouldn't you love Diego Costa up front with Jamie Vardy? Boy, oh boy, that would be absolutely brilliant. he's caught out with his wife, he says. Andrew Turlington says, Diego Costa, yes, please. William Robinson says, yes to Diego Costa. Chris Ward says, Costa all day long, Phil, shows the Premier League. We're serious. Oh, great. Go get him. He's on a free. He's on a free transfer. Yes, he wants a lot of money. Go get him and say to the rest of the players that I think the other players would accept it, because I think they would say, look, we want to win the Premier League. That's what I think it would say. Patrick Hook is saying 270 grand a week, not a chance. We're paying 80 to 100 grand a week for Slimani, and he's only played one game in 3 years. So I paid 270 grand for like the last 5 months of this season for Diego Costa. It could be the best money we've ever spent if we go and win the Premier League or the Europa League or the FA Cup. That's my logic. Anyway, I'm just reading Ross's comment. Join Locks on Friday at 7:30. Join us at 7:30 on Saturday for the Saints game. Get the beers in, get the curries in, settle down and enjoy the match. And Jamie will go through it all with you on the Aftermath show at 10 o'clock. If you can like and share this video now, I'd really appreciate it if you can all like it, if you can all share it. Thank you so much indeed. Last couple of comments. Andy says, Andy Meadows, would you take Costa or prefer a Nero? A bad joke there. Slim out, Costa in, says Andrew Turlington. I like the sound of that. Thank you for those likes and thanks for the shares. See you all later this week. And as soon as there's any breaking transfer news, Slimani out, we'll be live again. See you later. Cheers for all your help.